was Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien is urging countries with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an Emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from the rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council is calling for 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution.
The past 5 days have witnessed one of the most extreme bombardments of civilian areas in the entire life of the conflict, ravaging what was left in the once majestic eastern part of Aleppo. The objective is simple: to take eastern Aleppo by force with no regard for the consequences it may have for innocent civilians.
Samantha Power. The United Nations Security Council unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea for its September 9th nuclear tests. Hear now from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time. The nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year in lost funds to help finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect